listening on the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Laurie and Paul, and Tuttle and Curly, Louisa and all, each morning at your radio. All your good friends are saying hello, from Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain. We're friends on the party line. Oh, come listen in on the party line. Come on, it's our party.
Hello?
This is Peter's machine. Mama, excuse me. This is just me.
Well, Curly, what's the matter?
Mama, do you know what day tomorrow is?
Well, of course, it's Tuesday, ironing day.
Mama, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, forevermore, is it really? Well, that's nice.
Nice for some, but not for all, Mama, thanks to me.
Whatever are you talking about, Curly?
I'm talking about Christy, Mama. Christy and David Hunter. Two souls split asunder by me.
Oh, Curly, now you've been worrying about that so long. Either get it off your mind altogether or else do something about it. I wish to goodness you would.
Well, like you advised the other day, Mama, the only thing for me to do is to go and see Christy and talk to her.
Curly, when you got something difficult to do, and you know you've got to do it, the best thing is to take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath?
And say to yourself, it'll all be over before I know it.
It'll all be over before I know it.
And if that don't help, just think of all the people that have gone through much worse things and come through all right.
Yes, Mama, I'll remember. Thank you. And you be hoping that all will come out for the best.
It always does, Curly. Always.
Fortified with Mama's solid and strengthening counsel, Curly sets out to call on Christy Warren to ask her if she won't forgive David Hunter for something that she would never have known about if it hadn't been for Curly's friendly but ill-advised chatter. We'll attend this momentous meeting after I've had a few words with you on a very important subject. Now is the time when changeable weather, warm inside rooms and cold, wintry winds outdoors, combine to bring the number of people having colds to one of the highest peaks in the whole year. These are the days, Party Line Mother, when you must see to it that the resistance of your children, of your husband, and yourself is greatest, because then you are less susceptible to colds. Your own doctor will undoubtedly tell you that a big part of keeping resistance up is to see to it that every member of the family is regular. Regularity. Now, this means regular habits of eating, plenty of sleep, and a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound when inner workings are out of kilter. Regularity. That's what helps to keep resistance highest. When syrup pepsin, with its remarkable ingredients, can help you to build regularity, isn't it a part of your duty, Mother, to get a bottle of this sensible family medicine today? Well, then, do it today, by all means. Your druggist has syrup pepsin ready for you now. It costs very little, and because it's a liquid, you can measure just the right amounts for each individual age, need, and condition. Ask your druggist for syrup pepsin. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, pepsin. Syrup pepsin. Here is our good friend Curly, standing on the threshold of Miss Christy Warren's office at the high school, where she's just joined the faculty as freshman English teacher. Curly is twisting his cap in his hand. His head is slightly lowered in embarrassment and apology for this interruption of the young teacher's working hours. But a gracious and friendly smile greets him.
Why, Mr. Peters, come in.
Well, if you're sure now that I'm not keeping you from something Russian.
Why, of course you're not. Come and sit down right here, won't you?
Well, thank you.
There you are.
Christy, I've come to ask you a favor.
Well, if I can do you a favor, Mr. Peters, I'd be only too happy to...
You can, Christy. You can lift the weight I've been carrying around on my conscience ever since I made that blunderbust of a dumb mistake the other day.
Oh, but I told you, you shouldn't feel that way about it at all. I was only too glad to... to find out about the things you told me.
Oh, but you shouldn't be. Not the way you were, because the way you felt about it, I know you must have took it all out on poor Dave, and it wasn't his fault at all.
Why, of course it was his fault. Only I don't think it's worth talking about anymore, really. I've forgotten about the whole thing.
You've forgotten about it?
Why, yes, I'm much too busy to worry about a little thing like that.
Well, that's wonderful. I didn't know you was on speaking terms with David Hunter again. That's what I've been so worried about.
Mr. Peters, it's awfully nice of you to be so concerned about me, but really and truly, it isn't that important to me.
Oh, you can't fib to me, Christy. That's what I was saying. Long time ago, I've known you since you had two pigtails hanging down your back. And you can't tell me any fibs that I can't read right in those two nice blue eyes of yours.
Well, but really, I don't... Oh, all right.
You see?
I'll admit I did feel bad about it, and I'd have liked it better if things hadn't turned out this way. But now that they have, I'm just going to accept them and not sit around acting like a spoiled child who lost a lollipop. After all, there are more important things in the world than...
Oh, no, no, Christy. No, no. Nothing in the world is more important than love.
Love? Good heavens, love hasn't anything to do with it. I scarcely know Mr. Hunter.
That's all right. Love is just like anything else. It's got to have time to grow. Now, take a little bud on a rose bush. That don't look much like the beautiful, full-blown rose that gladdens your heart in July. But tight inside that little bud, there's a rose, just the same. The makings of a rose, anyway. It's the same way with love, Christy. It begins with friendship, and then little by little, it blossoms into full-blown love.
Mr. Peters,
we can't always... Pardon me, what did you say, Christy?
You should have been a poet.
Oh, me? Oh, my goodness, no. Mama is the poet in our family.
I'll bet she gets lots of her inspirations from you.
Oh, shucks, now.
You certainly have a poetic imagination. To think that a romance has been blighted just because I discovered after one date with Mr. Hunter that he asked me out only because he had to, as a penalty for losing a game of horseshoes. Don't you see? The whole thing's really funny. It's just an awfully silly joke.
No, sir. There's no joke about two fine young folks being mad at each other for no good reason. Just on account of an old blundering blabbermouth like me.
You know, you're a darling, Mr. Peters, to spend so much time worrying about me.
Oh, I guess I'm making just about as much of a mess of things today as I did the other day, Christy. I was hoping I could ask you, for my sake, to tell David that you thought things all over and you don't mind being good friends with him after all.
Is that what you wanted to ask me to do?
Well, that's what I was hoping you'd do.
Well, all right. For your sake, I'll do it.
You will? Oh, fine, Christy, fine. That's wonderful. You'll call him up and tell him everything's all right?
I'll tell Mr. Hunter that... What was it you said? That I have no objection to being good friends with him.
Uh-huh. Oh, Christy, I knew you'd do it. I just knew you would. You're a wonderful girl, Christy. And if he don't send you the biggest valentine tomorrow, well, sir, he ain't worth one of your little shoelaces.
Oh, no. Please don't count on anything like that. Remember, Mr. Hunter and I were only the most casual acquaintances before. So, casual friendship is all there is to salvage.
Well, that's enough. That's enough for me, Christy. I know how these things happen. Little by little, just like a bud on a rose bush. Now it don't look much like a rose, but tight inside of there, just the same, is the makings of a full-blown, beautiful rose. And someday it'll all happen.
So Curly walked, or more correctly, floated, back to the machine shop in a happy daze, freed of remorse at last. Now, several hours later, he's regaling Clem, who stopped in for a visit, with an account of his successful appeal.
Yes, sir, now I feel more like myself again, Clem. Two young hearts that were split asunder may again be reunited, I hope.
Well, I guess it must be Valentine. It's casting its spell over you, Curly. I ain't heard you so flowery for quite a while.
Well, you know how it is, Sam. It takes an emergency sometimes to bring out the hidden self within us.
And speaking of emergencies, what are you getting the old lady for Valentine's Day tomorrow, eh?
Well, Clem, how do you mean, speaking of emergency?
Well, the emergency is something that requires quick action, ain't it?
Yes.
Here it is, birthday near Valentine's Day, and it'll take emergency action for us to find something to surprise the gals with tomorrow.
Well, flowers and candy. That's my general rule for Valentine's Day as far as Mama is concerned.
Pete and Pete Shanks, I hope there ain't any other woman you're concerned about on Valentine's Day, either.
Well, Clem, I got to admit there is another girl, yes.
Huh? Well, I'll be dang swaggered. It's about time I heard about that.
Oh, you've known for years that I always send Wilhelmina Valentine.
Oh,
that. Yes. And this year, Clem, Mama and me sent the Valentine way out to Colorado to greet Wilhelmina out there amongst the mountains and cactus.
Listen. Colorado ain't getting us any nearer to what's on the schedule for tomorrow.
Well, like I said, Clem, a nice potted plant for Mama and a 2-pound box of Miss Brown's best.
Well, I've been trying to figure out something a little more exciting, but I guess I'm licked. Probably end up with a potted plant and a couple of pounds of Mrs. Brown's jumbo kisses myself.
Jumbo kisses, Clem? Yeah. Well, I believe Agatha's favorite is peanut clusters.
Well, she ain't getting it this time. Stuff gets in my teeth.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to be here talking about candy and flowers and other happy thoughts instead of kicking myself for smashing a romance for Christie.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I was you.
Well, I'm not anymore, Clem. Not now. I just wish, though, I knew if he'll send her a nice little something tomorrow for Valentine's Day.
I don't believe you got any cause to worry about Christy Warren running short on bows. Not after what I heard.
Well, Clem, what do you mean?
Oh, somebody was into the drugstore the other night, and they said Christy and Carlton Ross was having just all kinds of fun, laughing and talking at the soda counter.
Carlton Ross and Christy.
Yep,
huh?
Carlton and Christy. How's that for a romantic combination, eh?
Well, Clem, I don't know. That kind of complicates things, don't it?
Huh?
Carlton and David being such good friends, and now for a girl to come between them.
Say, for Pete and pity's sake, there you go, jumping to conclusions again. All I said was Christy and Carlton was having a Sunday together.
I know, but Clem, it's like I said before, a little bud on a rose bush. Now, it may not look like a rose now.
Curly, the incurable romantic. But he succeeded nobly in getting Christy to promise that she would call David and patch up their misunderstanding. What do you suppose David's reaction to this overture will be? Party liners, do you know what causes many colds? It's the fact that you come in contact with a germ, a cold germ, when your resistance is so low that the germ can attack you. Now, if your resistance is up, you can meet cold germs face to face, and your good friend, Mr. Resistance, will probably throw them off immediately. When authorities tell you that one of the most important ways to keep up resistance is through regularity, isn't it only sensible to make sure that you're regular, especially when it's so easy? Well, here's the way to build regularity pleasantly and effectively. Do it with the remarkable and delicious medicine, Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin, combined with laxative senna compound. So here's your answer, party liners. If you're regular, resistance is greater. And when resistance is greater, you run less danger of catching cold. So get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin at your own drugstore today and be regular. Tomorrow, St. Valentine's Day on the party line. An appropriate day for Christy Warren to call David Hunter, as she has promised Curly that she will do. See you tomorrow on the line.